Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, Katie and I are chatting about all of the ways that we are going first in April to try to make the rest of the next couple of months easier, things we are stocking up on that we really love. We kind of deep dive on a lot of these things like self-tanner and bathing suits and all kinds of stuff. So it's a really fun episode. I always love these episodes because we really just get to chit chat and you guys get to hear like what it's like when the two of us just talk all the time. So I'm so excited for this episode because I think we have a lot of fun ideas and things that we're doing and things that we just absolutely love and we want to tell you guys about. I also wanted to let you know that I have a special little announcement that is coming out in my newsletter this week that is all about a special program that I am creating to help a very concentrated group of ladies get organized. So I'm gonna have all of the details in this week's newsletter that will come out at the end of this week. So if you want to find out about that, if you're interested, if you want to know more about what's going on, if you think maybe that's something you'd want to be involved in, then you're going to want to be on the newsletter. So go over to mackenziecoppa.substack.com and get signed up there so that you can get that newsletter when it comes out this Friday. It will have all of the details of what I've got cooking. I'm really excited for this opportunity. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and hopefully help some ladies just really get more on top of their lives. So look for those details in the newsletter. Find that at mackenziecoppa.substack.com. You can also find the link on the website and in the show notes and all of those good places. I would love to have you come over, see what we've got going on. And of course, we've always got stuff going on in Patreon. We've got a lot of fun content that is happening over there. I've really been enjoying my lives with the ladies lately. I do that 4 days a week. We've got a book club. We've got groups that are going on that you can be involved in. There's just a lot of fun things happening in Patreon. So you can head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether to find out more about that and join us over there. All right. But without further ado, let's get into this episode where Katie and I talk about how to be grown ladies in April. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you here today because I feel like it's kind of been like a little stretch, and that might just be also because you've been on vacation, so I haven't been talking to you every day.
That's true.
Like normal, yeah. So it really feels long.
We took a vacation too, unfortunately.
Yes. Which typically happens when we're like out of our normal school year. Rhythm, yeah. Because mm-hmm. we have it just like built into our day otherwise. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And I had enough like other junk in my life that I was like, I don't want to tell her about that while she's in paradise. Like she can wait until she gets back. So I weathered it on my own until you got back. And then it was like, bleh. <You know?
laughs> I was ready. I was dressed up. I was ready.
Yes. You're tan. You're all ready to go.
Oh, I can't even talk about my tan. You guys, I came back to a high of 30 and snow.
Yeah.
And the wind.
The wind is what makes it feel like you're literally on the tundra.
It's awful. It is awful.
Yeah.
And I refuse to get my winter coat. Like I'm in flip flops. I'm done.
Oh my gosh.
I am cold.
Yeah, that might explain why you were like, I just can't get warm. Well, you're gonna have to break that stuff back out. I certainly did. I know I was laughing when you were like, I just can't get warm and this is terrible. And we went from the 80s to this. And my compassion for you was very low.
Understandable. And I knew complaining was, you know, I knew. And I can't get warm. I still cannot get warm. I have turned the fireplace on and that felt wrong. Felt like, no, I'm done with this. It's April, but
it is April.
I just have to be warm.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here with like a sweater and a heated rice pack on my lap still. And just, it's ridiculous. We had to get all the girls like heavy winter coats back out. I know I came out to the car Monday morning and it was super cold Monday morning. And Roman was sitting in the car ready to go with a t-shirt on. And I was like, are you sure about that choice? Do you want to
check the weather?
Head back in. But yeah, I went over to a hot boyfriend's house and I was like, geez, you guys, it feels like we live on the tundra. Like, I didn't say it feels like, I just said, we live on the tundra. And his son looked at me completely straight faced and he said, no, we don't. Feels like it, man. It feels like it.
Right.
Oh, but my yes.
boys, my high school boys, who, you know, they don't like to be, they don't want to be mothered, let's say.
Yeah.
And one of them had shorts on yesterday in a t-shirt. And I said, well, now yesterday this worked, but here you're going to be, oh no, mom, came home, ran inside for sweatpants and a blanket. I was like, yeah.
Guess what? Guess who was right? No, you don't want to admit it, but I am.
Mm-hmm. And there's something about being in that warmth that then you really do have a hard time adjusting. It's like summer to winter. There was no in between.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I like this same son often wears shorts in the colder,
not
snow outside, but really can weather it. But it's because we just came from the heat. So that, like, that's a shock to the system. Nobody can
do
that.
Yeah, it's true. And I found that, like, when you're going from winter into spring, you start shedding those layers a lot earlier. Exactly.
Yeah.
But then, like, when we're going into winter in the fall, I'm putting them on earlier. Like, as it gets cold, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, it's 68. I need a sweater. Whereas the other way around, it's like, oh, it's 50, like wearing t-shirts, because you just, like, your body is acclimated. But when you don't have that time and it's just like the shock to your system, then it's a lot
harder. It's wrong. Yeah,
it's wrong. It is. And then your tan, I know you went, and now you have, like you said, when you got home, like, I have months now before it will be those types of temperatures again.
And that's like this morning, I think I was telling you this morning, now I have to start self-tanning to maintain. And I'm so glad we did what we did last year, because like, I've ironed out all the wrinkles. I know exactly what to do. I've got it down.
Yeah.
But it also is this mental capitulation to, like, okay, well, now it will not be real from this point on until late July, but that's okay.
Yeah. Or in my case, it isn't ever real. And that's okay too. You know, we do what we can. Which really brings me, though, or go ahead.
I was going to say the same thing, but that's part of what we want to talk about today, because it really, I found just what a blessing it was to have put that effort in last year, because now I don't have to figure it out. I know what to do to maintain the tan. So at least that piece of it is not a part of the puzzle, you know, that's already done. I know what I like. I know how to do it.
And I feel like we even have a little bit more to offer, because we went through the whole summer last year. And so we are going to deep dive into that today. Mm-hmm. But basically, let me give my premise, you guys, now that we've talked about being cold for 10 minutes. I wanted to do this episode particularly because April, as I was like planning out content and figuring all that kind of thing out, I feel like April is kind of this like weird in between month, because we have Easter and those kinds of things. And Katie and I particularly, like, we have a lot of birthdays and that kind of thing that happen in April. But in general, it's kind of that month where you're after spring break, but you're still a little ways out from summer. So some things can feel a little silly to start planning for summer, but it does make sense to actually buy some of those things in April, because there's a lot of sales going on and you typically don't have a lot of other expenditures as you do, like, as you head into May and Mother's Day. And, you know, like, it's kind of this weird in between month where I feel like you could kind of get some things done. You can get on top of a few things without going into like your full on summer planning as I would like towards the end of May. So I wanted to talk about some of those things that we can be doing in April. And I actually published a blog post about this last week. I know, it's a miracle, you guys. I published a blog post. Like, I'm trying here. I did give a caveat in the blog post. I was like, if you're expecting pictures of any of these things, this will never get published. So I just decided to forego putting all of the pictures in the blog post, but it's got a lot of links. And so we go into all of that. And so we're going to talk about that on today's show, both the things that you can stock up on and start sort of doing for your summer and the things that you can be thinking about that you might want to be getting on top of or beginning to prepare as we've got like this little bit of like a slow, gradual ascent into summer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate, I read your blog post on my way back, even from, I was in an airport and I was encouraged. I was like, oh, this gives some purpose to my April. Like this is that in between, seize it, plan,
yeah,
get a jump start. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I felt like it really just kind of all came together. So I decided, you know, I did it on, it actually started with a live that I did in Patreon as I was kind of thinking through things for that. And then I was like, I feel like I have more to say here. And so I did the blog post, but I knew I'd want to deep dive on it a little bit more in this like verbal format, because normally I've got more thoughts that will just rattle off. So that's kind of where we're going to go. And it actually starts with the first thing that I think we should all be stocking up on. And this was something I decided to gift myself for my birthday because my birthday is in April, and that was self-tanner. And the reason I think you should do it now is hopefully by the time this goes live, this is still the case, but I've been talking about it on Instagram. And if you get your Coco and Eve self-tanner, which is the one that Katie and I both use, we've both fallen in love with, and we'll talk about all the reasons why in a minute, but that Coco and Eve self-tanner is currently 20% off on Amazon. And so I decided this year, because I got myself into a situation last summer where I bought it because I wanted to try it. So I wasn't going to buy like a bunch of stock without really knowing if I liked it or not yet. And so I decided that I would just buy one last year, but then I ran out and I never really restocked. And then the tan went away and it just like, it never came back together. So I decided that I was going to buy my stock for the whole summer to get me through the whole season. And I got it for 20% off, which I feel like that's decent. You're probably not going to get that any other time.
Yeah. You're all in.
Yeah.
You're committed.
I do. I am a little leery though, because what I did, I bought 3 bottles. I'm wondering if I should have gotten 4. But I got 3 bottles, 2 of the medium, 1 of the dark. And I do have to admit to you, I'm nervous about the dark. Like, am I just too pale to at any point pull that off as being something that would, my skin would actually ever look like?
Well, I can tell you, because I progressed from medium to dark to extra dark last year. And I reached a point, well, the medium I only use for like a week to 2 weeks, and then I'm into the dark. So my skin tone is probably darker than yours starting off. But I reached a point with the dark where it was doing nothing. I was just the same, and you need that next bump. And I think you'll get there if you're consistent. Okay. If you're consistently using the medium, your melatonin kicks in. No, it's not melatonin.
Melanin.
Close. Does your melatonin too?
That would be great. I wouldn't have to take it every night.
Deeper sleep too.
Yes. Look what this self-tanner can do. Revolutionize your life.
Yeah. It does the dishes too.
Yes.
If only. No, we're not promoting like miracles, but this, I feel like it gives your skin, because your skin catches up when you use it consistently, your own melanin, you're that color, you're, and then you're maintaining it. So I think then you're ready for that next, you just give it a go, see what happens. But I bet by August, you're like, yeah, no, I'm dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hope so. Cause my plan is, if not, if I just look silly, then I'm just going to give it to you. And then I'll buy another bottle. Yeah. I was like, Katie's birthday is in July. I can just give her that.
Hopefully by July, I'll be extra dark.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd like to move, because last year was August and this year I'm going to start maintaining earlier. So I mean, yeah. We'll see.
Ladies, out of all of the planning that I do in my life, and let's face it, I do a lot of planning, meal planning is the number one thing that is the most influential in my actual day-to-day life, because my people always need to eat and we are always on the go. There's always something going on. So if I don't take those few minutes to compile a meal plan, then I don't know what I'm shopping for, I don't know what we're having, and then I end up turning to takeout, which costs me even more money. But in my busy life, I need a simple solution to be able to do that meal planning. And for me, for the past 7.5 years, it has been Plan to Eat. There are just so many things I love about my Plan to Eat subscription. It has so much that it offers to really help me to be able to plan easily, quickly, and meals that my family will actually eat because they're the recipes that we already know and love. It was created by a family who have the same sort of needs and challenges that I do, so they get it and they are able to meet me where I'm at with the tools that are most helpful for me, like an amazing app that I can do planning on if I'm on the go. It has my shopping list all compiled into the stores that I normally shop at and where I can find the things in those stores. It's so brilliant the way they've put that all together. And then I love that I really am using the recipes that we already love. When I've tried to use other subscription services where they say, hey, eat this week, undoubtedly it's stuff that my family doesn't actually want to eat. And then I end up having to do just as much work anyway, but with Plan to Eat, everything is so streamlined. I can set it up so that the process repeats itself and I'm not having to do that work over and over again. I mean, really, once you get your recipes in there, which is so easy to be able to do, you're good to go. It is such a simple, straightforward system to making sure that my people are fed every single week. You can get Plan to Eat for $4.95 a month or $39 a year. It's going to be the best money you spend all year long because it's going to reduce your stress so much. And you can actually get 60 days for free if you go to plantoeat.com/livewell. You will have fully functioning access to the site to be able to get all of your recipes in there, which they will save for you. And you can really get your feet wet with trying it out. So go to plantoeat.com/livewell for 60 days free and see how much of a game changer it can be for you.
But some things I'm doing differently with the Coco and Eve, I didn't discover the facial drops, how effective they are, I don't think right in the beginning. I think I started with color, and then the facial drops, I got more midsummer. And this year I started using the facial drops in March, beginning of March. And do you use the facial drops?
I do. I just started this week. Okay. So I waited a little longer because I knew like this skin isn't going to see sun for many months. And so for me, cost effectively and everything, it was like, okay, I'm going to wait a little longer. I think I'm going to start the body tanning probably May, like maybe mid May, yeah. Because then I'll actually be thinking about wearing shorts or having my arms out or whatever. Yeah. But I did start the facial drops, which I'm doing just a couple of times a week now. And then I'll work up to doing them more, which I like the facial drops because unlike the mousse, which is awesome, or the foam, I guess they call it. It's a gradual, like they will slowly build over time.
Right.
So it's not as like, ooh, one day you're white and the next day you're not. Like it's a little bit more gradual thing. So I'm going to slowly work that up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You can completely control it. In the beginning of March, I started with one drop in my lotion every morning, and then I increased it to two drops. And now I'm two drops every day. And when I get darker, I'll just, you can play around with it, but I love the drops. I really think they are formulated for your face. The first time I tried it, I used the kabuki brush and I put it on. Do you remember that? that was so dark.
I do remember that when you used the foam. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just went for it. And I think it's formulated for your body and the drops are formulated for your face. So I can't recommend the drops enough. I think they're fantastic. I think they do exactly what they're supposed to do and you can control it. So that was something I feel like I got into late in the game last year, and I'm glad to have the full package of Coco and Eve this year to really go for it. And everything they've done, it's with intention. The face straps are definitely do what they're supposed to do for the face, and the foam does what it's supposed to do for the body. And then I'm doing this trick with the kabuki brush. I'm contouring with the foam on my face. So
yes, which I've heard actually has a name now. It's called tantouring.
What?
And it's apparently quite the thing on TikTok.
Well, it works. I love it. It's a
you
little...
do.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Because you told me you were going to do it, but didn't really tell me like how you were feeling about it or how it was working. But you're doing it and it's working.
I'm doing it. It's working. I love it.
And yeah. You don't look weird. You don't look like a zebra.
Well, so I do. What I have figured out is I don't put a pump on the kabuki brush. Like what I do is I touch the brush to what's already kind of residual on the applicator. So I don't put a lot on. It's a little bit. And then I squeeze the kabuki brush as if it's like a contour brush. You know, I squeeze the bristles together. And then I just, so I had to kind of learn my comfort zone with it. You don't want too much, but just even a little bit and you wake up contoured. It's not overwhelming. It is really cool. So try it.
I will.
You can try it and see what you think, but I have really enjoyed it. Every time I do the foam, I do that part of it.
Okay.
But every day I'm doing the drops.
And how often are you doing the foam now? Because you guys, like, this has become, it becomes like a routine part of your lifestyle that you have to incorporate and stay on top of if you want to, like, actually have it be consistent and continue to build on itself. Like there were times last year where I didn't stay on top of it. And then I would start to get like this weird patchiness where my skin was sloughing off and I looked all bizarre.
And so, like, did you exfoliate from that point and then restart or what?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I don't think you ever hit that because I stayed pretty consistent.
Yeah.
When you do that, like it really, the system works. It really does. So, and I would also say, because I had to really front load since I went in April, I went on vacation. Yeah. So I took it with me, and it's also very moisturizing. I would add that to more than any other product I've tried. It's hydrating so that I don't feel like I have to moisturize. I can just use it and then moisturize 12 hours later. So if I'm doing it at night, then in the morning I might take a quick shower to rinse off the outer color and then moisturize. That has really worked well for me. So on vacation, I did it almost every day because I really wanted to build color while I was there. So now that I'm back, I'll probably do it once a week and then twice a week. And then when we're heavy into summer, it might still be twice a week, but it might be three times a week. And then at that point, I know I need to bump up to the next color. And then I'm back to twice a week.
Okay.
Once or twice a week, if that makes sense. You kind of get the rhythm of it, but it's not overwhelming. It sounds like it, but I can do the whole mitt foam thing within less than a minute. And then I dry for a minute and then I'm dressed and I'm out.
Well, so, and that's, I do want to hit on like a couple of the points of just like this particular product, why we both like it. I think it has a lot of things about it that have made us like this one. First of all, it's supposed to be fairly clean. And so it's, I mean, they claim it to be natural. I don't know. It's like, how do you ever really know? There's a lot of things that say stuff, but it is supposed to be a cleaner version as far as tanning goes. It's supposed to have a lot of like amino acids and hydrating things, botanicals in it to actually help your skin, like Katie was talking about. I'm actually looking at the back of it right now to try to like make sure I cover everything. It's just, it's supposed to be like a skincare treatment as well. It's supposed to like help fight signs of aging and all that kind of stuff. I like that it has a very light, fresh scent. So it doesn't smell chemically at all. It's a little bit fruity and it just like, you don't feel like you just slathered gross chemicals all over your body. It is colored. So you can actually see where you're putting it on. And that's what Katie was talking about. Like you rinse it when you do the rinse off, however many hours later that you've let it develop, you rinse off that outer color, but when you're putting it on, it allows you to see if you've missed spots, if you have any splotchiness. Like it really
I don't know how I would do it without that. I feel like I would come out looking bizarre if I couldn't actually see where the color was going.
Yeah. It's a guide. Yeah.
And then, it also, what else was I going to say about it? There was one other thing. Oh, it dries really quickly.
Very quickly.
So you can put it on and go to bed, or you can put it on if you're doing it in the morning and put on your clothes, and you're not going to be getting it all over everything. So that's a really huge benefit, I think, about it, because you can move on with your day. It's not like putting on a lotion where then you've got to let it set for however long and you're standing there naked. Like this just like totally dries down, so you can move on with what you're doing. And then the longer that you leave it on, the more it develops. Mm-hmm. And what was the other? Oh, it's got a green gray base, which I know sounds totally bizarre, but it works because there's so many self tanners, you know, the joke has always been you come out looking like an Oompa Loompa because it's got such an orangey base to it. But this has a green gray base that actually looks like a much more natural tan. And especially for somebody like me, I've got very pink undertones. If I do anything that's orangey, it just looks so insane. But all of their products have this green gray base, which actually looks like you've been in real sun, which I really love.
It does. It's the most natural looking tan. And I've tried them all. I mean, I've tried them all. And it's by far the most natural. Some other things I really like is that when I apply it at night, like I said, the dry time is about a minute. And then I'm putting my clothes on, and it doesn't stain my clothes. It doesn't stain my sheets, which a lot of the other ones with a guide color, often that guide color washes off. It does not. Sometimes I don't even wash the guide color off. Like, let's say we're going to the beach the next day, and I just go to the beach. The guide color is so close to the color when the when the tan develops that I get in the water and I get out and I don't look like I've suddenly lost. So it's very, it works really well with the developed color. The guide and the developed end up being the same. So you're not getting darker if you leave the guide color on, if that makes sense. Where sometimes it's a little, if you wake up and it's alarming, like, oh my gosh, I have to wash this off because this is crazy. And then underneath it's good. It's natural.
Yeah.
So I really like that about it. But especially the fact that it doesn't leave a stain anywhere. I really like that. It makes me feel like I can do it at any time, anywhere, any place that I need a little bit of color. And that's the idea, is that you can just hold on and go.
Well, and I do want to mention, like, if people are getting started with it for the first time, definitely get the little set that has the kabuki brush and the mitt, because the kabuki brush is great for like doing your feet and your hands. And like Katie was talking about, if you're going to contour your face at all, I think those are essential. And then I also got this strap for your back last year that was like $8 on Amazon. We have it linked, but it's the same material as the mitt, and you just like, you hold it on either side and you kind of like shimmy with it to get your back, because I was really going like, how in the world am I going to get my back done? And especially even if you have somebody who can do it for you, if you're doing it this often and it's like part of your routine, you want it to just be something you can completely do by yourself.
Yeah.
And so having this strap that you can use to put the foam onto your back and get a really consistent color on your back, I think was super helpful.
Yes. A game changer, really.
Yeah. Yeah. It just made it so simple, and you can really like get it everywhere that you need to get it and make it super quick.
Yep. And so, I mean, the whole system, and then you just wash your hands, and then after I wash and dry my hands, I take the kabuki brush and I just grab any color that might be on my wrist and push it forward on my back of my hand and a little bit on my fingers. And that has worked really well for me. It is
that's a good idea.
Quick and easy.
Yeah. Yep. Now I'm like anxious to start doing it, but I'm like, no, I gotta wait. But there is something, and you said this even when you did your tanning, and I'm not just trying to make this an infomercial about Coco and Eve's self tanner, you guys, I promise. It just really is like that good, especially for someone who can't tan. I turn red if I'm in the sun. That's my option, white or red. But when I actually get to look tan, and when you put it on, it is slimming. Yes. Like, you are like, what happened? Like, it was this magic. I kind of like feel like my body looks totally different now.
Yeah. Well, it makes you feel like, okay, so just to get really real, but I hit hard back of my thighs, the top of my thigh, like the places that it's harder to get sun. Cause even if you get sun, you might have shorts on or something, but you get those areas tan. And I think it's such a different deal at the beach. Like you just feel more confident.
Yeah. Yeah. Even just in shorts or whatever, you just feel better. Yep.
Yeah. Totally. So, without losing any weight, without changing, without doing anything else, just tan it. Yeah. Tan it and go.
We all start like contouring our stomachs and our legs. Yeah. And what all can I do with this?
Look at that.
Amazing. My arms could use some help. It'd be great. Suddenly I have muscles. All right. Well, that's really all I want to say about the Coco and Eve, but it's the best one we found and it's pretty awesome. So if you're at all interested in because I like that I can look tan, but I can also like fully protect myself from the sun because I'm really trying to, you know, stay looking young for as long as possible. So, you know, if you're interested in that, it's a great product.
Because you really can do both. You can tan and then put, you know, the stuff with the zinc oxide in. If you can block the sun and you're still getting
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, hormones. None of us really enjoy dealing with them, but they're something that we have to deal with all of our lives, so we might as well figure out a way to do it well. And Bonafide is a company that is made to do just that. Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So Bonafide provides women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. I mean, they truly have something for any sort of thing that you might be dealing with that's relating to your hormones, whether that's vaginal dryness or hot flashes and night sweats, PMS, and all kinds of other things. Bonafide is there to help you out. They have non-prescription solutions that treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. The ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research and development and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. Safety is their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free from hormones and without alarming side effects. And their products are recommended by over 8,300 doctors across the country. And Bonafide has helped over 333,000 women. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the HelloBonafide.com website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use the promo code LIVEWELL. Okay, the other thing I want to talk about, which as of the time that I wrote the blog post, and hopefully it's still the case, but they were 5% off, which isn't a ton, but it is something, are the Turkish towels. So again, we talked about this on last year's episode, but if you haven't been exposed to Turkish towels, they are a game changer. I think especially for moms, especially if you have multiple people who you are toting around towels for or trying to get them to tote around their own towels, Turkish towels are the way to go. They're basically like a big cotton sheet. Mm-hmm. And there's some huge advantages to them. They are really great for drying off. Like they absorb, they're super absorbent. They take care of the water really quickly, but then they dry really quickly, which I think is so key, because how many times have my kids gotten out of the pool and been soaking wet or the lake or whatever, and they dry off, but then their towel is wet the rest of the day. And so no matter how many times they want to dry off again, it's kind of like, you're out of luck. But these towels dry so quickly because they aren't terry cloth. and they don't get sand trapped on them. They fold down super small and super light. They're just, I think they're a game changer for the beach or the pool or wherever.
Yep. I use it as a cover up. I just tie it to the waist or wear it like a scarf around my neck, or it's not heavy. I pack so many in there in my little, and it's not heavy. If I had to pack 10 beach towels, you know, that's a whole bag of, in and of itself. And now it's like nothing. It's just so great. And the way I stored them last year really worked, but I washed them and then I put them in that, you know, those oversized like Ziploc bags you can suck the air out of with a vacuum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I washed them. I put them in one. They all fit in one.
Yeah.
Pulled the air out of it. And when we got down to Florida, I unzipped it and they were like fresh from the dryer, ready to go. It was amazing. I thought,
that's awesome.
This stored down to nothing. It was so flat and it had like 24 Turkish towels.
That's crazy.
The size of a sheet. I mean, folded. It was so small with the air gone. It was like, this is beautiful. You could store this anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and I got this set off of Amazon last year that was basically like a rainbow of colors, which for me was awesome because I color code my kids and there's a lot of people that we're working with here, and to have everybody have their own towels. So we all knew exactly like, oh, whose towel is missing, or, you know, it just, for me, the color coding is a necessity. And so I liked these ones that we linked, the ones that are 5% off, but they have a lot of ones that are like cute or pretty or simple. Like there's all kinds of different ones out there, but they are definitely the way to go.
Yeah. And you can really, I don't know if you've looked, but like some of them are like $25 a towel, and then some of them are, you know, 10 for 20.
Yeah.
It's a big range.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of the nicer and then like that are mine that I keep
here. Yeah.
But then I have the packs, and really there's not a lot of difference, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a quality of the wicking and the drying and all of it. Sand doesn't stick to it. And really they all do that. So
yeah,
I don't think you have to spend more at all to have really nice Turkish towels.
Yeah. And then when you get home too, from the beach or wherever, you can wash them all at the same time. You don't have to do multiple loads and forever dry time. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that I think this is the time to be getting and stocking up on and whatever are bathing suits, because this happened to us a couple of years, especially with my girls, where we would go sort of at the beginning of the summer to get them bathing suits and they were gone. Like there were no more options left. In fact, already as I've been getting them their suits for this summer, there have been like one left of the one that they like. I'm shocked that everyone apparently buys their bathing suits in January. I don't know what the deal is, but you don't want to really push it much past April as far as getting swimsuits. And so this is what I put in the blog post, but for my girls especially, we really like the wetsuit sort of kind that zip up and have sleeves. So especially my 7-year-old loves that one. It's super easy to get on and off, and I don't have to worry as much about like putting on as much sunblock and everything because it actually has long sleeves. Or we like to get ones that come with a rash guard. So Emerson is into the bikini thing. I know, that's crazy. Never thought I would allow that to happen, but hers does have a rash guard with it. And so I feel better about that. And they have really cute styles our favorites have been at Old Navy and at Target. And more so this year at Target than at Old Navy. Old Navy's are a little too 90s for me this year to be able to stomach. Like, oh my gosh, if I see one more sunflower, I'm going to lose my mind. But yeah, so we are liking the Target ones this year, but you really got to get on there and get them ordered.
Yeah, it's crazy when you see bathing suits come out in January. I don't know if they do it to give you hope.
I know.
You can eat these again or what, but like you're saying, you can really miss the boat if you're not watching for it and planning ahead. It kind of takes advantage of those procrastinators that.
Yeah. You know, Yeah. I think that's important. And then, you know, it's it's sort of the time for us to start thinking about our swimsuits too. And so I just want to point out something that I discovered last year. And as I said in my blog post, this will be controversial, but it is nonetheless true. Okay, you guys, I know for modesty's sake, everybody wants to like cover their rear end with their swimsuit. But I am here to tell you that if you are buying a swimsuit that comes fully underneath your cheeks, your butt is going to look like a billboard. It just will. You've got way too much fabric space back there. Nothing is being broken up in any way. It's not a good situation, especially if you're doing like a high-waisted bottom or, you know, it's just, I went through a lot of, cause I wanted like a tankini top and a high-waisted bottom. I ended up getting some other ones too, which are also linked that are one pieces that I really liked. But when I was trying to find a bottom that worked for me, I don't feel like I have that bad of a butt, but every time I put on one of these bottoms, it's like, what the heck? I look like my grandmother. This is not a good situation in the back. But I found that when I would do a little bit higher cut on the legs, it was like it magically broke up that space back there and made it look like I had a decent shape instead of, you know, like as much as those retro swimsuits were kind of in style a few years ago, even if you look at Marilyn Monroe in a swimsuit, it was not a slimming situation from the back. You know, it's just not. So if you're worried about modesty and that sort of thing, I would say get a board short or get a non-granny skirt like they have at Athleta, or don't get anything with ruffles. Like, let's be reasonable, ladies. Right. But if you are comfortable with it, just try out a couple of suits or a couple of bottoms that have a little bit higher leg, and you may be pleasantly surprised, as I was.
And then tan the booty.
Tan the booty. Exactly. And if you're just going to have like a cover up on or anyway, just the people that are going to see it, you want them to appreciate what's happening back there. Right. So I say I have these particular high-waisted bottoms from Athleta that were my favorites that I have linked. And then I got a couple of suits off of Cupshe, which are incredibly affordable.
They are like, affordable. Yeah.
Outrageously so. In fact, I think right now they have a bunch of sales going on too, but they definitely don't be dissuaded by the pictures. You're going to look at the pictures and be like, my word, this size zero gal, you know, has got this thing cut up to her armpits for an armhole or for a leg hole. It's not really like that. It's not really like that when you put it on. And I was pleasantly surprised. My favorite 2 1 pieces that I got were from Cupshe, and I felt like they were very flattering.
Cool.
Okay, you ladies know that I love me some good skincare, and I have recently been using a line that I am absolutely loving. It is Murad. It was founded by Dr. Howard Murad, who wanted to create a skincare line that was clinically proven, cruelty-free, and meets the meticulous standards for safety, efficacy, and care you'd expect from a doctor. Murad is known for their line of acne products, but also has high-performance heroes like Rapid Dark Spot Correcting Serum and their gentle but effective Retinol Youth Renewal Serum, their whole Retinol Youth Renewal line I have been using and really enjoying. And I really like that this line tends to come at things from a little bit more holistic standpoint. So Dr. Murad is a board certified dermatologist and trained pharmacist who is recognized around the world as a visionary for his unmatched scientific innovations. Also an authority on holistic wellness and stress management, because of course those things play into how our skin does overall. He's one of the first dermatologists to make the connection between mind, body, healthcare, and skincare. He says that skincare is healthcare. And just to show how important Dr. Murad feels that philosophy is, Murad has launched a digital magazine and podcast called Well Connected by Murad that helps us to be more educated about our health and our skincare. It helps to connect those dots between science and wellness. There are stories on the skin, the body, the mind, with headlines like Love Yourself and Stay Hydrated and 7 Korean Mom Skincare Tips. Their first season of the podcast includes guests like Charlotte Zoller and Dr. Muneeb Shah. Murad really wants to get great skincare into your hands, but also help you to have the know-how to be able to take care of yourself well all the way around. You can find Murad's efficacious skincare products at Sephora, Ulta, and Murad.com, and you can find their digital magazine at wellconnected.murad.com and the podcast Well Connected by Murad wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you go ahead and shop straight from Murad.com, you can get 20% off by using the code LIVEWELL and free shipping on any order over $60. I think that you will love Murad just like I do, so go to Murad.com and use that coupon code LIVEWELL to get 20% off at checkout and free shipping on any order over $60. So you like the somersault, the side stroke, right?
Side stroke by somersault, yeah. Live and Die, that one is my gold standard. I love the one shoulder. I like the look of it. Mm-hmm. And I now have 3, took them all with me last week. And I love that it didn't change my tan line. keeping the tan line. And I liked that. I thought that was sort of quirky and fun to have, you know, that one shoulder look. But
yes,
it has taken me so long to get here where I would say I've found a suit that I'm in love with. I think my whole life I've been on that quest.
Yeah.
But understanding my body, knowing I have a long torso and that has to be accommodated. And the side stroke comes in long torso. So yeah. Just know your body, know what's worked in the past. Don't add ruffles or detail to the places you don't want to draw attention to.
Yes.
You know, but be kind to your body and think through like, you know, what will work, not what yes. do I like, but like what's going to work, what's going to be flattering.
Yes.
And find that. And then I say, don't be afraid to get 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And then just keep it on rotation.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that last time. I always felt like I've got to have some variety. Like I need,
yeah.
But this time I was just like, actually, no, this is what I like.
And this is what works for my body.
Works for my body.
Yeah.
Doesn't change my tan line. I'm going with it.
Yeah. And I found that like a halter works really well for me. It's a flattering shape on me with my shoulders and everything, but I like a little rouging on the stomach area if yeah. I'm going to have a one piece. Like, so you kind of have to figure out what works for you. But also I think kind of the great thing about not having to shop for bathing suits in a store anymore is like, just get a bunch of them, have mm-hmm. them sent to your house, try them on, figure out what works for you, and then return the rest. You can do it in the comfort of your home,
natural
send lighting. Pictures to a yeah. trusted friend, get their opinion, and then just return the rest. And you can really find what works for you yes. that way.
Yes.
Yeah. Which does bring me to, we're moving into this next section, which we'll keep kind of short, but things that we can be thinking about in April, as we're moving forward into the coming months, like what we can get done or what we can kind of start preparing, which a lot of these things have been start preparing, like start preparing your, you know, your self-tanning routine. But on that and on this topic of swimsuits and everything is, I think April is kind of a month when people start talking or thinking about their fitness for summer. And what I want to say about this is, I am thinking like, okay, I need to be getting fit for summer, but it's not even so much about like, I want a beach body by June. It's like, hey, you've been sedentary for most of the winter. Yeah. If you want to be active this summer and you want to participate in anything with your children and you maybe want to feel a little bit more comfortable, like in shorts and whatnot, although I'm not expecting like a body revolution, I need to just start getting more in the habit of moving my body again and kind of like getting out of that, I'm going to just sit here and read or take a nap mentality. And like, I want to feel like I'm not exhausted in 5 minutes and that I can't, I'm just like starting to be more active again, which I think was a result of a long, cold winter and, you know, a lot of stress. But I'm trying to be more proactive about like, I want to get out. I want to be outside. I want to take walks. I want to do things. I want to be active with my kids. And in order to do that, I need to start thinking about being fit, moving my body. So yeah. I'm doing that in April.
And what are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of mixing things up a little bit. So I've started going on the elliptical again, and then I really like the Asana Rebel app because even if I'm not feeling up to doing a whole lot, they have workouts that are as short as 5 minutes. And just like even starting to do like more stretching and that sort of thing, it has a lot of good options on there. I also really like Sarah Beth Yoga on YouTube, which is the free. And then as soon as I get the clothes off of my rebounder, otherwise known as a mini trampoline, I'm going to start doing that again in the mornings to just kind of like get things moving, flowing, get my lymphatic system working. One of my children did come in who he, it's my 16-year-old. He came in and said, "Mom, I'm going to help you clean your room." He said, "And we're getting that trampoline out of here." And I was like, "No, we're not." He was like, "You don't use it." I was like, "How do you know I don't jump on top of the clothes?" And he was like, "I know that you don't. We're getting rid of it." And I was like, "No, we're not. It's staying put. I promise." So I really do have to use it because he's calling me out.
Yeah, you have to fight for this.
Yeah. So
I just heard a good friend of mine told me that when you are a middle-aged woman or heading to be a middle-aged woman in your case, that you're post having babies by like 5 to 10 years, that's how long it takes for your body to realize that the mammary glands and all of those things are not going to produce milk and they turn to fat.
Oh, and the only way isn't that nice.
Yeah. So if you're finding bulk, like just bulk,
yeah,
your section, your chest, this is normal. And I've been struggling with like, what is going on? Why? Like, I feel like I'm getting wider or something, but that's what's happening. And the way to reverse that is to make it muscle. Like, so I think lifting needs to be a part of the regimen.
Yeah.
In middle age, just because you're actively fighting against your body, which is doing what your body is made to do. And those organs are resting and that's what they should do, but you don't want them to rest in fat. You want them in muscle so that, you can be, you can feel more confident and feel more toned and not feel like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's fine. Some people might be fine with it, but
yeah.
I've realized this change and I just feel like, what is going on? And that was kind of an answer to that, that I'm right in that age range where your body starts transitioning.
Yeah.
And I usually do cardio, but I was like, I need to lift.
Yeah. And I've heard that too, that like the strength training in midlife and even later is really important because that's what's going to help you with balance. That's going to help like protect your bones and all kinds of things. Like it's really important that you increase that strength training piece of it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do in April is definitely get some cardio, but also try to incorporate more strength training.
Yeah. I think that's really smart. And mm-hmm. I really liked what you were saying too, about when you were in Florida, you just really embraced being active with your kids.
I really did. This is the first time, like I always have these ideas of like, be compassionate toward myself. You're on vacation. The work that you've put in, this isn't the time to work. This is the time to rest. This is the time to enjoy. But usually I feel some level of guilt. Like I didn't do enough.
Yeah.
I don't look the way I want to look in my bathing suit. And isn't that what everybody here is thinking? No,
yeah,
it's not. So this was one of the first times where I really just, it clicked. I just thought about my identity in Christ and how moving forward from a place of love.
If
I am deeply loved, why am I giving myself, like, just go have fun. Just get in the water. I love being in the water. Get in the water. Play. Yeah. Have a good time. Eat the bread pudding. Enjoy it. You know, like, don't give myself such a hard time.
Yeah. And
it's one of the best vacations I've ever had for that reason. I felt like I was there. I played. I had fun. I ate. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I love that.
Yeah. It was just giving myself some permission and loving myself in that way. And I've mentally known that, but it hasn't clicked into my heart before.
Yeah.
It just really did. And that made a big difference.
I love that. And I think that your kids will remember that too.
I think so. And Scott noticed it. He mentioned it yesterday. About how it just was fun. And I really seemed to be having fun, not just facilitating fun or planning for fun, but I really was having fun. I was like, you know, I really did.
I love that. Oh, I love that.
We did have fun. We had this puzzle we got that it was 1,000-piece puzzle, and they're on Amazon, but I ordered it last year. We didn't do it, but we did it this year. And it was a Sherlock Holmes, the speckled band, the mystery of the speckled band. So you have no picture to go by for 1,000 pieces, right? I mean, that was a challenge. So you're just trying to create the edges and the corners and figure this out. So you read, it's a short story. So you read all of it to the place where Sherlock Holmes has figured it out, and now build the puzzle to get a couple more clues and you too will figure it out. Well, it took all of us. We all worked on it the entire week. And the last morning, we figured the puzzle out. We got all of the pieces in. And that last night we did the big reveal where I read the solution. You had to read it in a mirror because it was reverse. It was just fun.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
It really was fun because we were all thinking about it at different points of the week, asking questions like, well, could it be this? Did you see that? Oh my gosh. Do you think that, you know, we were just kind of constantly talking about it and thinking about it. And we go back at night and we try to get a few more in, and it seemed like there's no way we're going to get this done. And then we reached a point where we're like, oh my gosh, we're going to get this done.
Oh, that's fun.
Fun momentum. Just of a shared experience. But I just say that to say, like, I was in it. And sometimes I might be more taking a step back and making sure, like, that somebody's doing the laundry and somebody's got dinner planned, and I really didn't. And
it
still functioned.
It still happened.
I also made it, and I got to be a part of it, and it was just really special.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you did that.
That's me too.
Okay. I just want to mention a couple of things. These are detailed more in the blog post that I did, but just these couple of last things that I think are a good idea to be thinking about or tackling in April are, you know, summer camps and classes fill up really fast, as I especially learned last summer when I was trying to get my son into driver's ed, and it was booked every place the whole summer. So this is the time, make sure that you are thinking about what you want your kids to be involved in or what you need to have them involved in. Cause now here we are a year later and he's just scraped into driver's ed. So
did you get him in?
I did.
Like June to July?
Well, that's a complicated situation, but it's July to August.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so it's a good idea to be thinking about those things, getting your kids signed up for those, marking those down on your calendar. It's April is a great month to do your spring cleaning and organizing. Like, May tends to be that crazy month with a lot of like end of the year recitals and summer sports are starting. Like, just it's a busier month, I feel like. And so getting some of these projects tackled around the house that you want to have done and then not really have to worry about. Plus it's, you know, the weather is hopefully starting to turn and you can be opening your windows and clearing those cobwebs out and just getting kind of rid of all of that stuff that seems to collect in the house through the winter. And so I think it's a good time to be getting that figured out and just kind of like clearing your space in order to have like a fresh start moving forward into May and June. And then it's also a great time to be switching up your recipes because everybody's kind of sick of those comfort foods that you've been eating for far too long now. Nobody really wants soup anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's a good idea to kind of go back to those recipes that you've used in the past, in the spring, in summer, or looking for new ones and just kind of like starting to incorporate more fresh ingredients and enlightening things up a little bit. So those are my big recommendations and takeaways for the month of April. And I had more we could have talked about, but we are definitely out of time. We'll have to put in another episode.
I guess we will. Cause I really want to deep dive on the recipes and scent profiles and like a whole lot of other stuff, but we'll have to,
We'll put those in the minis this month for Patreon. So if you want to hear us continue this conversation, because we also wanted to be talking about like what you can be doing at the end of every season to prepare for the next year. And we have a lot of stuff that we wanted to hit on, but we just don't have the time for. So we will throw those in the minis for Patreon. So if you would like that content, come over and join us at patreon.com/livewelltogether.
All right.
All right. Well, I will talk to you. You'll be back on again next week, Katie. And we're talking about some of our favorites right now. So we're going to cover books and TV and crafty stuff and all kinds of fun things. So
it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye. All right, ladies, that is it for this week's episode. As always, you can go over to mackenziekoppa.com and click on podcast to be able to find all of the show notes for this episode. You can also find them by swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on. And if you want to go over to that blog post that I talk about where it's got all of the details and I really talk about all of these things a little bit more in depth, you can go over to mackenziekoppa.com and click on blog. I also want to say a big thank you to those of you who do shopping through our sponsor links. That is so helpful for keeping sponsors on the show and keeping the lights on around here. And also those of you who do your Amazon shopping through my link, mackenziekoppa.com/Amazon. When you go to that link, it will actually take you to all of my recommendations, things we talk about on the shows, things that I use and love all the time. But you can also bypass all of that and just do the normal shopping that you like to do on Amazon or you need to do. And it will kick a little bit of love back to us without you having to spend an extra penny. So thank you to those of you who take that little extra step and go to mackenziekoppa.com/Amazon. All right. Like we mentioned, Katie and I will be back next week for my birthday episode. We are going to talk about all of our current favorites, things we're reading and watching and using on our skin and being creative with and all kinds of fun things. I think it's going to be a really fun episode. And also, as we mentioned in the show, we have got those minis that we are doing over in Patreon. One of them actually already published last week, so you can head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether, get in there, be a part of the community, come to our live shows that I do 4 days a week, and also get access to those mini casts that come out 2 times a month where we deep dive on some of these other topics and keep you guys all up to speed. So that's patreon.com/livewelltogether. All right, until next week, ladies, go be bold and gracious.